Theo Horsdall is my guest from London Drugs. And Theo, when I asked you what you wanted to talk about this week, you told me you wanted to talk about notebooks, and I yawned. And then you said, no, I want to talk about small 11-inch notebooks. And I yawned again. I said, we've done the netbooks, and we've done the Air, Macintosh Air. But you said, no, but there's a new kind of class of small notebooks or a new way of using them. So tell me what's compelling about 11-inch notebooks today.
Well, I think, going back a few years, netbook was a huge craze, 2-3 years ago, because it offered a small, very portable, small-size screen, but yet you're able to run most of the things you could usually run in Windows, the connections, Skype, things like that. But
where it ended up is it ended up next to the TV set in many people's rooms so that they could multitask watching TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for a lot of that functionality gave way to smartphones and tablets and different things like that.
Yeah, the iPad really impacted
but
that.
But one of the things that was discovered, and we still sell them today, but one of the things that was discovered in the market is that people thought these were full functioning computers and they had all the horsepower of a regular computer just in a small package. But I think what people understood very quickly is that they weren't powerful enough to run a lot of the things they wanted to run. So
they were a little underpowered, and keyboards were a little small.
Yeah, keyboards were small. There's a lot of, I think, again, people had expectations that perhaps weren't being met. And what happened as a result is a lot of the netbook sales sort of, simmered down quite a bit, and regular size notebooks started gaining traction again. What happened
as
was
the price of the regular size notebooks dropped as well.
Right,
because
I was going to say one of the things that people the industry kind of forgot is that the people that bought these for the original purpose, that they were small, they were light, and instead of lugging around a big huge notebook that was very heavy and caused your back problems. People wanted something small. They wanted something very simple to use, but yet they still wanted to be able to run all of the things they were used to running on their regular size notebook. So what happened was is that AMD, they're a processor company, came out with a form factor that addressed that. So they call this platform, here's a name for you, they call it Brazos. And really, at the end of the day, what that means is that they've combined a video and a CPU, a central processing unit, into a single chip. And the benefit of that is that you now have a processor that runs off low voltage, so you can run a very long time battery. But also, you don't have this, you can actually now run high-def video because the graphics and the processing are all on one chip. So at the end of the day, you have a small notebook, 11.6 inches. You have a processor that's capable of running high-def video, capable of running Office, doing your email, things online. And enough RAM and hard drive space, this is a full-functioning computer that you can fit in very small places.
So the key is that you're not giving anything up. This new Brazos technology?
Brazos is the name of the platform that AMD comes up with. But really, you don't need to know what that name is. It's just a description of what the processor and the video.
But it's processor and video card in one.
Yeah, and they've coined a new term in the industry called APU, and what that basically is it's a graphics and processor chip all in one.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what's the price point of these 11-inch? Because we have 11-inch notebooks like the Apple Mac Air, which are not inexpensive.
Yeah, well, these are under $500.
Oh,
yeah. So
they're kind of priced very close to where the netbooks were, just a little bit more.
Yeah, there's a little bit more, but you get what you pay for in this particular case. And actually, just on that topic, this time of year, being in April. Pretty much running through for as long as I can tell, there'll be a promotions to do things like adding Office. You can get an Asus 1225B, which is a model of computer in this platform with Office on it, all for under $500. It's a perfect solution for a second computer, for even your primary computer. Keeping in mind that it is a smaller size screen than you normally are perhaps used to on a notebook. But it is fully functional.
And so that includes Microsoft Office. Uh-huh. Now, if you are looking at the notebook, it does have a full, with that graphics card, you can output to a large screen monitor, so you can plug it into a monitor.
Yeah, you can actually plug it into a TV, even. It has an HDMI output, so you plug it into any monitor or any high-def television, plasma, LCD, whatever you have in your living room. With a simple cable, HDMI cable, and you can now output high definition video from various sources digitally right to your flat screen TV.
Now you must be giving up something in this size. So it has a hard drive. I'm looking at the specs. It's got a 320 gig hard drive. So a nice big hard drive.
Right.
But I don't see a media drive. So it probably doesn't have a CD drive.
It does not. So,
which is okay. Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
And you'll notice the trend in the industry. A lot of computers don't have it. But given that this is probably going to be a second computer in your house or similar, it's networkable. It has all of the wireless networking. Mm-hmm. So you could certainly transfer files from any other computer that you have. Or USB key. There's lots of different ways to input that into your computer.
It's not quite as light as I thought it might be. It's just over 3 pounds, but that's still light by as far as carrying around. It's a lot better than carrying around an old 15-inch notebook. And what do you get out of the battery life? What do you expect?
Well, the average that they're saying is around 8 hours, so full day battery life. You can certainly get more if you're not, if you're not running high def video all the time. And I've seen in some cases you can get 10 hours out of it.
And the display itself, even though it's a small 11-inch display, it's very high resolution. It's saying that it's WXGA, so it's 1360 by 760 resolution of the display. So pretty high resolution. So it'd be good for watching video for sure.
Yeah, and in real world speak, for those who don't know what the resolution is, that your typical television will display less quality than that. So it's certainly able to run any high def video that you have.
And you're getting a couple of $100 value in Microsoft Office included for the $500, so that's a pretty good deal if you're in the business world or a student, I imagine, an awesome option for students.
Yeah, we're advertising in our current flyer. We're advertising a savings of $80. So if you were to buy these two pieces separately, you would be spending $80 more. By combining them in this package, you save $80.
Yeah, and most people that want notebooks and Windows notebooks still want Microsoft Office. That's
sure.
still a big part of it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it. Okay, well, you've got me interested. I see the point. We didn't recreate 2 years ago talking about netbooks, so I give you kudos, Mateo. Thank you for that. Yeah. It does look like a good option. If you want more information on the Asus 1225B, you can stop by your local London Drugs, or they also have it in full details in their online and on the website online at londondrugs.com. Theo, thanks for your time.
Thank you, and come in and ask us any questions you have at any of our locations.
Rick, yeah.